Just before we get going in this episode of the podcast, just a couple of items of business. If you are a long time or first time listener to the show, then be sure to subscribe to this podcast on whatever channel that you're listening to. It is the cheapest and easiest way for you to support this podcast and allows us to grow, and it continues to grow through word of mouth from you guys. So if you know someone who would be interested in athlete well-being and performance, then this is the podcast for them. So do let them know. You can also follow me on Instagram at Lewis Hatchett. And you can also follow along now on TikTok at Lewis_Hatchett. If you're also able to leave a review for this podcast over on the Apple Store, that would be incredible. I thank you so much. And do screenshot it, send it to me over on Instagram at Lewis Hatchett, and share it with us so that I can personally thank you for those reviews. So thank you if you've already done it so far. And thank you if you're going to do it today. Welcome to the Raising Your Game podcast, where I bring to you the stories, mindsets, and wisdom of performance and well-being in sport, ranging from the physical and mental to the emotional tools that you can use to focus on what makes a good human being first and a great athlete second. Just before we get started, the podcast has been nominated for Best Performance and Wellbeing Podcast on the Sports Podcast Awards. And it would mean so much if you as a listener would be able to vote for the show in order for us to try and win this award. So in order to do that, all you have to do is head over to sportspodcastawards.com. And then head over to the category of Best Performance and Wellbeing Podcast, and then just register to place your vote. I will leave all the links, in fact, the link that you will need in order to place that vote in the show notes. So thank you so much for not only doing that, but also for being a listener here and being one of those people that has allowed us to be nominated for this award. So I really, really appreciate you and appreciate your time being able to do that. One other item just before we get started is that the MindStrong journals for athletes are here and they're ready, but we are just doing the website. We're just updating the website before they go onto the shop. We're also looking at doing a little bit of merch, some jumpers and some hoodies with some awesome quotes for you to choose from. So if you're interested in that, then especially for the journal, head over to www.lewishatchett.com/mindstrong and you'll be able to register your interest so that you do not get missed when they become available. There are literally only about 80 that are going to be available. So do make sure you register your interest early so that you're one of the first that can get your hands on them and the cheaper price to begin with. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lewis Hatchett, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about finding and owning your strengths. I wanted to talk about this mainly because I think it's quite apt in the world that we're living in right now, but also really relevant for athletes. And do you know what? Even if you don't consider yourself an athlete, this is something I think you should be looking at trying to take into just the way you do what you do, whether it's your professional or your personal life as well. And the reason I wanted to do this was because, ironically, this Monday, the 17th of January, is dubbed Blue Monday. It's meant to be the most depressing day of the year. And it's to do with the lack of sunlight that we get, especially here in the UK. And with that, it's just really emphasizing what is going on in our world. We have a huge pandemic in itself of self-doubt, fear of failure, comparison to others, and it's come up time and time again in the podcast. And a lot of that focuses on all of these negative aspects that are going on. And if there's one thing that gets reminded in the conversations that I've had and something to really hold on to, in some of those who are the best mindsets in the world is that they really focus on what they're good at. They hone in on their strengths. They recognize what they are good at and they double down on that. They really get a hold of it and they make that their super strength. It is their unique part of them that they make so, so valuable to not only themselves, but whatever work that they're going into and even the impact that it can have on others around them. And it really got me thinking about where our attention is being placed. We are 7 times more likely to think of a negative experience or shift towards a more negative way of thinking than we are a positive one. I think Carol Dweck in her book Mindset had put an alarming stat, and don't quote me on this, but it's something like a child has to receive 30 pieces of positive feedback, positive affirmation, in order to negate just one negative piece of feedback, which is crazy. And I don't think that's just relevant for kids. That's relevant for everyone. Our brains are tuned and wired to have this negativity bias in us. So finding out what your strengths are and then owning them and embracing them are really what you can set you apart from everyone else and really get away from this fallacy or the trap of falling into this negative experience or how people may be perceiving you and maybe what others expectations of others or the expectations we're placing on ourselves are literally killing the planet. They're killing everything about us right now. And in order to remind us to beat that back and to get past it, we have to remind ourselves of what we're good at, of what we are bringing to the world. And we're so good at telling ourselves everything we aren't, and we forget about telling ourselves everything we are. So hopefully, as we go through this exercise and a couple of exercises that you can think of doing, we'll just get you thinking about what are some of your strengths, what are some of the things that you are bringing to the world, and how are you bringing them to the world, and how can they benefit your goals, your aspirations, and the things that you want to achieve in your life, or perhaps even just starting to really bring out this most authentic version of yourself, the person who you truly want to be, and focusing more on the person that you want to be rather than the person that you end up being through falling to these ideas and negative experiences and negative self-talk that perhaps may be running in your mind. So why is it important to know your strengths? Well, basically we're building our confidence of self with understanding really who we are at our most core version of ourselves, our most authentic version of us. It's going to give us further motivation in the work and maybe a bit more purpose in the work that we're doing. And it should hopefully give you a sense of difference. I think about, for me and my own journey, I spent a lot of my time growing up as a young athlete trying to take bits from other athletes and trying to see how I could measure up to them and how I could be more like them. And I did that, and that got me a core ability. It got me a core, whether it was technique or mindset, it really built that for me. But as I got older, I started probably leaning on it too much, and I kept focusing on trying to do something like someone else was doing far too much. And it wasn't until someone made me realize, like, well, what are you good at? What are the strengths that you're bringing? Recognize them and then double down on those. Make those your super strengths. Don't try to mold what your strength or you think your strength should be because someone else has got that. Find out what your unique strength is and then really use that as the thing that identifies who you are, to be well known for, to, if people were going to talk about you, what are the good things that you want them to say about you? That would be, it's an exercise that I use often, is if you want to know how you want to be known, think about how you want someone to describe you. But think about that in this case, think about the good and positive things that you want them to say. What are the unique elements to you that really allow you to stand out? So if someone was to say, if Lewis is standing out, how does he need to be? And what I found was the more I delved into those strengths, I also realized, yes, some of them were what I wanted to do and how I wanted to be, but I found the real valuable ones were in who I was and who you are. So that would be a part of what I would add into this melting pot of finding your strengths. Think away from what you want to become and think more about who you want to become. Think about how you want that person to describe you, and also what are some of the things that have come out of when you perhaps have had one of your best performances. So if I go back to my story, it was the fact that I wanted my technique to be a certain way. I wanted the skills that I had to be a certain way. But actually, I was driven. That was a strength in itself. I was really, really driven. And I recognized that that drive could be pointed in any direction. I could point it at anything that I needed to, and I can still do it now. So that was a drive. That was a strength of mine. And I honed in on that, and I really became a driven and determined individual. And yes, if I put my mind to a certain task, then I was driven and I would try my hardest to get to it. And you can do that as well. There's probably an element of this that I haven't mentioned just yet, which would be about how do you stop yourself from thinking of your strengths as something that others don't like or want. And what I mean by this is we can sometimes think of a good strength in society, or it could be a way that we want to be, and try to mold ourselves to that. And a really good example I would give, it was probably better off of describing this, is if you haven't seen it yet already, on National Geographic, there's this new documentary, The Rescue, which is about the group of cave divers that saved the young Thai football team, the young boys, out of the cave in Thailand. And there's a part in this rescue, and it's a phenomenal documentary, really, really good. And there's a part of it that one of the cave divers spoke about how the fact that he was emotionless and the fact that he'd kind of been bullied, or people had picked upon the fact that he was emotionless, he had recognized that as a strength. And through the experience that he had of bringing the cave divers bringing the Thai boys out of the cave, he had recognized that actually being emotionless was a super strength in that moment. That if he had been super emotional in that moment, he wouldn't have been able to do that job. None of them would have been able to do that job. So society had deemed them as these kind of emotionless and zombie type guys who were not in tune with their emotions. But that was exactly what was needed in order to save the lives of these 13 young boys. Because if they had been super emotional, if they had not had that as a strength, and there were many people in that rescue who got into trouble, and if you do look at this footage, you see how tight the cave is for them to go through. They had recognized that this needed people who were calm, collected, skilled in that area, yes, but they were in control of their emotions. So just because your strength may not be what other people like or want doesn't mean it can't be your strength. Your strength is your strength, and how you put it out in the world and where you point it in the world is more important than how people think about it, because that is where you'll be living truly to your most authentic version of you. You'll be living your values, you'll be living out who you want to be at the most core and authentic version of yourself. So that doubling down on your own strengths, and again, I reiterate the fact that you don't want to necessarily think about the skills, the attributes that you need to have. Yes, you can have those, but really look inside, look at the type of characteristics you want to have. Do you want to be known as honest, kind, patient, empathetic, driven, motivated? Whatever those words might be, really start to think about it. Start writing some down, And if you don't know what your strengths are, then ask. Ask a good friend. Ask someone close to you. What is it you like about me as a friend? But then after that question, go a little bit deeper, but ask them, how do I make you feel as a friend? Why I may be your friend, yes, but why am I your friend? Like, what makes me so special compared to other people? And hopefully you'll start to find some of those answers that you can really work on and draw a better picture of what your strengths are. And once you've got them, embrace them. Put them into everything that you've got. That is what is going to make you unique. That's what your gift will be to the world. And like I said, the what you do with it could be anything. You can take it in any direction. So if it's in sport, like I mentioned, mine was drive, and I can put that into any different skill set that I'm trying to work at. I can make it a part of my training that I'm driven. It could be a part of your recovery, your every element that you possibly may encounter. You can put that characteristic into it. And that's where you're starting to stamp your own authentic version of you onto everything that you're doing. And you're really living to that true self. And you'll feel more confident. You'll not be trying to be like anyone else. You won't be trying to do things like anyone else is doing. And it will start to remove that comparison of others, because as much as they're doing what they're doing, you'll be doing what you're doing. And you might find you'll inspire other people by doing that. So that's really all I had for this episode. It's a bit of a quick one, but something that hopefully you can start thinking about. It's, as I mentioned, has come up in podcasts with guests, that this self-doubt, fear of failure is common among many people. And yes, it's there. And we do have this negative bias. But in order to combat that and to come back from it, we need to know what our strengths are. We need to embrace what makes us good, really build our own unique version of ourselves. And that comes from knowing what our strengths are and what makes us so special and so different from everyone else, and embrace it, take it on. So there we go, guys. Thank you so much for joining me this week, and I will see you again next time.